When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
I wouldn't trade being a mom for the world, but it's also a full-time job. And that means sometimes I get less sleep than I'd like. So I make the most of the hours of sleep I do get with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. Cozy Earth bedding products are crafted with temperature-regulating technology that adapts to your body's needs through all phases of motherhood. And they use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness that invites you to sink into a world of comfort. I have the king sheets for my bed, the entire set, and I swear to you, it's like you can't wait to get in and you never want to get out. If you're a commitment phobe, that's totally fine because Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of their products, so much so that you can enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. And just for our listeners, Cozy Earth has an exclusive Mother's Day offer. Use the code Jillian for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. That's CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth, built to last through the hardest days and the longest nights of motherhood.
Okay, guys, at long last, my new app is finally available for Android, iOS, the Apple Watch. It's Jillian Michaels, that simple, and I literally will be your personal trainer. You can pick any one of the 3 meal plans, vegan, omnivore, paleo / gluten-free. You can create any workout you want. I designed it for you based on your needs, or you can pick from any program I've already created. There are over 550 exercises. I work with you throughout. I motivate throughout. I talk to you on form throughout the entire workout. The workouts are literally endless. You will never get bored. There are over 550 exercises. So check it out. It's $1 a week. That's it. I hope you like it. JillianMichaels.com.
You're listening to The Jillian Michaels Show. Word!
So listen to this. I wanted to do a little thing on New Year's resolutions.
Okay.
But I also wanted to talk about something that went on with my little peanut, Shay, who has been on her little journey to get back down to a healthy weight. So, you know, this whole thing began, right, with The Biggest Loser. All their metabolisms are destroyed, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, you know, Shay, that's crap. We put her on 2,000 calories a day, and I started her out walking, and then eventually got her on Body Revolution, and she's like 75 pounds down. So I said, okay, I turned up the dial just a little bit on her in December, and I wanted to see how it went, and I said, I'm like, okay, we're shooting to be in the 420s, and then we're going to be in the 300s by mid-spring. And I said, I want you to take 3 days at 1600, just so we can really, you know, hammer in the new year. And it backfired like crazy. And I could tell she wasn't even texting me, right? I had a few days. I'm like, where are you? What's going on? And I was like, well, it is the holidays.
Right.
So she is like, I just ate, I don't know, 2 cookies, 2 brownies, 2 this, 2 that, 2 this, 2 that, right?
So wait a minute, you took her from how much to 16?
2,000 every day.
To 16.
To 1,600, 3 out of 7 days.
Gotcha.
And I think also, you know, our goal was coming up. We wanted to be 425 by the end of the year. And I think she was like, oh my God, I'm not going to hit the goal. and just went crazy. And she's like, oh my God, I went crazy. And I go, okay, well, one, you know, so what?
Yeah.
Two, why do you think you went crazy? And, you know, she's like, I think I'm afraid about hitting the goal, and that's why I sabotaged it, because I didn't want to be disappointed, blah, 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 the usual stuff. But what I was shocked that she didn't see, because that to me is, of course you did that. That's like, I've been sober for 10 years. Oh my God, my father died. I had a drink, and now I'm back in AA.
Yeah.
And I find that people tend to see these things as though they've lost 10 years of sobriety, or they've lost 75 pounds in a moment of emotional upheaval. And I go, Shay, we've been at this for months now. You know, I don't remember when that article came out, but it was like April, maybe? May? And we're in December, the end of December, so how many days is that? You know, what is that, 200 days?
Yeah.
You're telling me that, you know, one out of 200 days, you had a bad day? How are you not jumping for joy? That's a win, dude. If I told you at the beginning, hey, here's how this is going to go down, you're going to make it 200 days before you have a backslide, wouldn't you be like, great odds, I'll take it, let's go. One day.
But that's how we think, though. And I'll take it back to the booze thing.
Yeah.
If you have 10 years of sobriety and something happens and you go off and then you end up getting back, you don't stay out for too long, let's say, people tend to think, you know, oh, you know, you're back. You don't lose. I mean, yes, you theoretically lose your 10 years. You don't lose 10 years of knowledge and what kept you sober for 10 years.
Right. You don't lose that accomplishment.
Right.
And the strength it required to do it.
Right. So, yes, you fail. Yes, you're starting. Yes, now you're day one of sobriety. But you can either embrace that. Like, but some people just go, oh, well, piss on it. You know what? It's done.
That's what they do.
Yeah. And it's a weird, I don't know why, but you think that way.
And I said to her, she's like, well, I don't, you know, you're not upset or what? I was like, upset? So I'm like, God, I thought this was going to happen months ago. I thought she'd, you know, have her moment.
Yes.
I'm like, dude, normally the journey is like 3 steps forward, 1 step back, 2 steps forward, 2 steps back, 5 steps forward, 2 steps back. I'm like, you've made, you know, 200 steps forward and 1 step back, or it's been months and months, maybe more. You know, it's like,
but in her mind, it was like,
ugh,
done.
Yes,
it's all over.
And then I'm like, I go, dude, I was like, I'm drinking, and you know, because I was like, not drinking. And I was like, all right, I'm gonna have one drink a week. And then I said, you know what, I'm gonna stop drinking again in January. So, you know what, I'm gonna drink all week long. And we went for sushi. I had some sake. On New Year's Eve, I had a tequila and some champagne. The night before, we had pasta. I had a glass of wine. Like, not drinking every night, but like a drink is a lot for me.
Yeah.
You know, it's like her version of binging. It's very bad for my body. Like, I noticed immediately. At the end of the week, I was like, well, looks like I've been drinking. Like, 5 pounds heavier. Bloated, looking like shit. It's like, I just can't drink. It's bad for me. So for me, that's like a person binging on sweets. And, you know, so then I said to her, I'm like, I'm going to get shit-faced all week long, or, you know, drunk. Yeah. I'm going to drink all week long. And then on January 1st, I'm going to, you know, start over. And I was like, go ahead. Do what you need to do. Let's start over on January 2nd. And sure enough, today, I was like, oh, and I need our starting weight for the new year. So she sends me her starting weight, and she goes, this is my starting weight, not my finishing weight. And I was like, exactly. And there she is in her little outfit, sweating in the gym. And I thought, like, why was that even like a, okay, so you're 75 pounds down, you gained 2 pounds back. We're 73 pounds down. Great. It's fascinating to me, though, how people just literally do that. They just shoot themselves in the foot. Like, how are you not expecting that moment? Having a game plan, I'm like, that's why I'm here, Shay. I'm here for this moment, you know, to help you with this moment. And then we just get back on the wagon and keep going forward. And yeah, there'll be another one. And hopefully we win more days than we lose. And that's the key.
But do you think, I mean, I don't understand it either. But for you, like, it's interesting that you have a couple of drinks and for you because your body's so finely
hormonally
tuned.
I can't. It's
but
the
you
worst
notice.
For
but
me.
That's what I mean. You see, you
so
go
bad.
Boom after like a day. You know, oh my God, look how different I'm feeling. Whereas someone who, let's say, is dieting for months and months at a time, you have a chocolate bar or something, you don't really feel that different. Do you know what I'm saying? So maybe it's not so drastic. So it's like, well, then push on it. I'll have some more.
She had a binge, and what I liked, because I told her she's allowed to have. I'm like, I put the restriction on her of 2,000 calories of whatever you want. And I'm finding with Shay, you got to give her way more. She's not the kind of person that like you tighten the rope. You know, you got to give her way more freedom. And it was the binge. It was the. And I almost wanted to tell her, I was this close to saying, it was like 2 days before the new year, and I was this close to saying, go crazy. Because I wanted her to go into January, which is kind of how the games I was playing with myself a little bit, where I was like, I almost wanted like an aversion therapy thing. Where like, I went into January going, I really feel gross. So that I wouldn't want to drink.
And that's what's, yeah, I get you.
You know, where I'm like, ugh, I feel fat and flabby and squishy and stinky and out of shape, so that I sometimes play these weird games with myself where I'm like, ugh, no, I don't want it. Whereas if I just, you know, then I'm like, oh, I wish I could have a whatever. And I almost was this close, and then I was like, you know what, I think the psychology of the binge was too deep in for her. So I just was like, all right, you know, we'll leave it here. But I almost was like, oh, crazy. Because I was curious to see if it would trigger an averse response of feeling horrible, but I could tell she was already there. She already felt that way. She was already grossed out by it. So I was like, you're fine. Relax. You know?
God, addiction. I mean, it's addiction, right?
Yeah.
We're addicted. And so it's like, that's interesting that she's already there. Because let's say
she was already there. And that's what I like about what I was going to tie this into the new year is that people used to ask me, like, what resolutions are you making? And I was like, I don't make resolutions. I can change my life at any point. But I think that there's a real catalyst there for people of like, especially after 2016 was so awful where you go, okay, I'm mentally giving myself a clean slate.
Mm-hmm.
Something about that 1-1. You know, something about that 1-1 number, you're like, day one, year, you know, month one, here we go. That you feel like you get that clean slate, you get that do-over, you get that second chance.
But don't you think that's why cold turkey, and no matter what it is so much more powerful than weaning off? Is that the word, weaning?
I would think, but you know, I'm looking at this one thing with my other assistant, Cody, the chosen one, and
does he have to have that after every single time?
Oh, then
you
we wouldn't know who she was talking about unless she said that.
The chosen one.
Yeah,
I love him so much. Like everybody knows how much I love him.
Yeah,
sorry, it's confusing how much I love him.
If she just said Cody, we wouldn't know. But if she says Cody, the chosen one, then we know.
I mean, I think it's Heidi thinks that I might love him more than her. She might be right. I said you make a mess. Cody cleans up all the messes.
Yeah, he's a very nice man.
I love him. As I've said, it's confusing. I said to Heidi, I'm like, I'm so in love with him. I'm confused. just the sight of him getting out of his car. I'm like, I love him so much. Like, he is just, I don't know. It's bizarre, but that's a different story. What was I talking about?
You're talking about New Year's resolutions.
Yeah. So Cody smokes and I want Cody to quit. And he's got a little girl and, you know, and I'm like, babe, you have to stop, please. You know, it's going to kill you. And a friend of mine, actually a friend of my pool guy, who I think is a really nice guy, was telling me that his father had just died on Christmas of Christmas Eve of lung cancer.
Oof.
Yeah. And he's like, I quit, you know, years ago, I got on this thing called Chantix or something.
My dad used to use that.
Yeah. He said it worked.
It worked for my dad until it's like he fell off the wagon. And my dad was like, yeah, I want it again. But yeah, it worked for him. He quit smoking for a good 4 years.
Okay.
My friend Kathy went on Chantix. Worked for her.
Worked for her. Yeah. And the thing is, he's like, Jill, it worked. You smoke as much as you want. And apparently it does something to you where you're like, makes you sick. The cigarette makes you sick. It's like Clockwork Orange, I guess, you know, a version. And I'm like, you're going. And you need a doctor's prescription, so I'm sending him to Van Hurley.
Yeah.
Next week. And I'm like, you're going and we're getting you off of this. So I don't know. I don't know if it's cold turkey because I don't think he can handle cold turkey.
Yeah. I mean,
and this where I'm like, go. And like with Shay, I was like, you have 2,000 calories. Go. Go crazy. I don't know, Mama. I think it's different for everyone.
I think it is. You know what? Here,
alcohol is different, though. You can't. If you're a true alcoholic, then yeah, you need to quit. You need to stop.
Well, it's like some recovery places use Antabuse. You talk about Chantix. It's like all of a sudden you feel sick from the cigarettes. It's like Antabuse. It's like a
same thing.
It's yeah. So it makes you feel sick when you drink.
Perfect.
Now it may work for some, but if you don't work on your head, it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
I still.
No, I know.
Yeah.
But I would do anything at this point to, he's like, aren't I going to feel suicidal? I'm like, I don't care if you feel suicidal because you're going to die anyway. Stop smoking. And it's like, I don't know. I'm trying to find like these, I've got everybody kind of on this thing with me. I'm like, it's 2017. We all had a bad year.
Yeah.
And not Janice, though, who is probably going to get a macaroni on her other show. But the rest of us humans, mere mortals,
soon. Yeah.
Had a bad year. And I'm like, all right, here we go. It's 2017. We're going into this thing. We're starting over. And I've never done that before. And I'm experimenting with different ways of starting over. But I think it's like, you know, we're back on our program, no matter how we go about it.
Yeah, no, I think you're right, and I think this year, I think it is a defining moment because we've never been so low in a lot of ways.
Dude.
We've never gone down this weird road.
No, but I can't go into it, like I refuse to go into this going, oh my God, you know, what's coming? Instead, I'm like, all right, I'm going to control what I can control.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to control my health. I'm, you know, started doing my crazy supplementing again.
But that's a great way to look at it. You can control what you can control. The rest of it, it's like.
I can't. You know, we're in a third world war with China. What can you do?
Yeah. And Happy New Year.
Yeah.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science. Science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's five-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian. Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian. What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian.
All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's like forever in my life. If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype. From the support they give to their amazing shape, and best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra, I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now, available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Okay, so I got a snappy for you.
Yeah.
It's about sticking with that resolution. And it's not the find your why, because that's obvious.
Yes.
I think at this point. We've hammered that into the ground. Here's some practical tips.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. You're not allowed.
What does that mean?
Hold on. I'm not there. To berate, belittle, or degrade yourself. That is your... If you do that, you have 1 month no speaking that way. Not out loud.
Mm.
Not in your... Just if you hear it, you cannot say it out loud. You're not allowed. Like, people will come up to me and they'll go, oh, I go, oh my God, you look so good. Oh, thank you. I lost like 50 pounds. I have 100 more to go, or I have 50 more. I'm like, stop. Stop it. Don't negate the accomplishment. Just say thank you. Or, oh, you look so pretty. Oh no, I look terrible.
Yeah.
Oh God. It's one thing to be realistic about, yeah, I really crapped the bed there. Could have done that better. We'll approach next time. Versus like beating yourself up, being hard on yourself. It serves no purpose.
This
is all about permission.
Yes.
Okay. Stop doing workouts you hate. If you don't like running, don't run.
Yeah. Ain't that the truth?
If you don't like doing it, don't do it. Because then you're not going to. So it's better to do something that isn't as effective consistently than things you hate and then quit.
Because if it worked for Sally, though, it'll work for me. And that's
hate
not
it.
True.
Don't do it. Don't exercise to fix yourself. Don't try to fix a part of your body. Don't work out because you think there's something wrong with your body. Start from the mind frame of loving your body. Work out because you love your body, because you deserve your health, because it improves the quality of your life, not because you have a muffin top or cellulite or any of that crap. Stop.
That's a good one.
Don't do that.
If you don't like it,
if there's a food you don't like, don't eat it. If you don't like broccoli, don't eat it. If you don't like Brussels sprouts, don't eat it.
I'm having a hard time with the quinoa myself, but that's okay.
I hate quinoa. It tastes like sand.
Oof.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Don't do it, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let go of the perfectionism and anticipate the slip backs, the slide backs, the fall downs. Embrace your humanity. Expect them. Have a game plan in place, a friend to call, something to do to get yourself back on the wagon.
Like a
flashing red no.
Once again,
that mana spa could be like, you're okay. I like you. You are a good person.
Stop it with the mana spa.
The mana spa. It could be a mana spa of positivity.
Stop.
And I think I'm seriously going to say, I think 2017 is about loosening the bone, Wilma.
Yes.
I mean this.
Yes.
Yeah. A little more freedom. A little more permission. Don't be so hard on yourself. Take it a little bit more slow. And slow is fast, manis. You ever heard that one?
No, I haven't, but
it's a Navy SEAL thing, apparently. Me and all my Navy SEAL friends.
What do you mean? Slow? Well, how does that...
So think of it like this. This is what I always tell Lou. Poor Lou. Everything with Lou is like, it's constant frenzied panic. She doesn't want to miss anything. She doesn't want to... And it's like, she doesn't want to do her homework. She doesn't want to do this. She doesn't want to do that. So she like half-asses it. And then five of the answers are wrong. And I'm like, do them over. And she's got to erase them. Do them over. I'm like, dude. Slow down. Slow is fast. If you slow down, you can think things through and you get it almost all done the right way instead of having to stop, fix the screw up, clean up the mess, start from go, do it again. Slow down.
Which is like the SEALs.
That's the point, Navy
They're
SEALs.
Very methodical.
That's what I'm saying. Slow is fast. That's what Randy Hetrick told me. It's the Navy SEAL thing. Slow is fast.
I like that.
Yeah, there's slow down. They go through their whole little thing, their checks, their lists, their check, check, bing, bang, boom, ba, 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 this, that, the other. Okay, are we ready? And yes. Otherwise, it's a shit show. Literally. Slow is fast, manis. Slow down. Relax. Which is hard for me. But I'm trying.
I think you'd be a hell of a Navy SEAL.
No, I don't like to be cold.
No, but if you had the proper equipment. No,
I still don't like to be cold. And I don't like pain.
No, you don't have to know, but just the whole
And they have to do the freezing cold thing. I can't do the cold. I hate being cold.
Oh, really? Is that why this room here is like... Yeah, okay.
Menopause.
Now.
Yeah, man, it's...
Why do you think people have such a problem with the bum?
Who has the problem with the bum?
Well, some people don't want anything around their bum area.
Pooping.
So you don't like any...
Pooping.
No, but what about other things?
No.
Just the poo.
There's where poop goes, yeah. It's not for me. I don't like it.
I find it quite pleasant every once in a while.
See? Now, I'm not going to get dirty here, but there was a back when there was a thing called Dr. Young's Ideal Rectal Dilator.
Wow.
I'm just saying that butt plugs.
A butt plug. Rectal dial. Okay.
Used to be sold as a miracle cure.
Did Nicole send you this segment?
No, she did not.
Surprisingly enough.
A miracle cure.
It was sold under the name of Dr. Young's Ideal Rectal Dilator. Early primitive forms of butt plugs have been traced back to the 1800s.
Primitive now, butt plugs.
They were a jelly-like material.
Ew.
And they were there was a set of four torpedo-like rods. Oops. That would go, you know.
Four?
Yes. Came in a package of four. Anyways, despite...
Four torpedo-like rods. Okay.
You know what? Nobody's listening to me. I can tell when no one's listening.
Oh, I'm just checking my website traffic.
I'm Googling four torpedo-shaped rods.
Okay, so wait. There's four rods.
I'm just curious. Do they
all go
at the
same time? Four jelly-like rods. Okay.
I'm just saying that I think...
I'm gonna pay attention. There's four rods.
No.
That are jelly.
Four torpedo-like rods.
Wait, it's circa 1800...
Yes.
And you have four jelly-like rods.
That this guy used to sell as the rectal dilator.
Okay.
Anyway, despite little evidence for the medical benefit, the devices caught on around the turn of the century. People were buying them like hotcakes. They say it may be used by any intelligent person for treating piles or constipation. That doesn't matter.
Oh, they thought it made you go number
Helped
two.
You with poo or, but the thing
piles.
Is, I think.
What's a pile again?
It's like a bad area. It's bad down there.
A
pile is like a, I don't know, like a...
Like anal warts?
I think so.
Oof.
What's like, a pile?
That's what it used to be called.
Hemorrhoids that become inflamed. Hemorrhoids are masses, clumps, or cushions of tissue in the anal cavity.
I don't think that a rod would be good for a pile.
All I'm saying is it got taken off the market.
I think a rod could cause a pile.
Yeah.
The government got scared.
Well, right? I would hope, yeah.
Back in 1938,
see,
when the
there's
FDA,
some time for regulations.
When yeah. the FDA came in way back when,
okay.
they said they put the clamp on the magic, as they called it, the magic butt plug.
Magic butt plug, okay.
And I'm just thinking that,
yeah.
that why are we so, if it, I think that it probably could be helpful.
You do?
To stimulate the rear end.
Why would you want to stimulate the rear end?
Why not?
But why?
Just for, apparently it helped, it used to help you sleep better. It gave you help with your acne. It helped with, if you were anemic. All kinds of things this thing helped with. And because it got squashed.
Do you really believe that sticking a jelly rod up your butt
I do.
Helped your blood iron level?
That's what it says. Indigestion, flatulence, nervousness, irritability, even cold extremities. That's what this thing did, and because it got pulled off the shelves, and I think we should get back to the basics. I think we should, like, you know, in the love shops, it's like, whatever. It's not just for sex. Maybe the rear end can really be the magic bullet, per se, to help with our health.
I was on board until you said it wasn't, like, connected to sexy time stuff.
I think you should try it.
I think we should all try.
No. Here's what I think you should do.
The four of us should do it, and then we'll meet again.
Here's what I think you need to do. You need to try it and do a video diary. Every day. I've got my butt plug in.
No,
and here's how I'm feeling, and here's the progress I noticed. Or you can do your butt plug and then comment after. This is why people don't listen to our show anymore, by the way. Because you're telling, well, that's fine. I don't recommend it.
I'm just saying that.
I mean, I recommend it if you're into it, but I don't think it's going to help with your.
No, but I know
any
people.
Of these other issues. Yeah.
Like, you are one of them, and Jake is one of them. Why do you have such a fear of something?
I told you because you poop down there.
It's not a fear. It's doesn't feel good for me.
You have a prostate up there.
I can't get comfortable enough with anything going in there for it to feel good, so I'm too tense.
Yeah, because the poop.
No,
that's why.
I think that's psychological.
If you can relax, I think that prostate thing is supposed to be a real winner for you guys.
Apparently it is
but
a real winner.
I don't have a prostate, so I just have to worry about poop.
Maybe if I have a few bourbons or something, I could get into it. But I've been too tense. I've tried with my girlfriend.
I must admit.
Gotta just breathe through it and go slow.
If I was a guy, I mean, I get the, like, finger or the whatever.
But that's a psychological thing because it's all about, if I do that, that means.
No, it's not a sexuality thing. It's 2017 now.
Everybody's fluid. That's right.
Well, not everybody.
I'm just saying.
Not the Trump. Trump voters are not very fluid.
I don't know why I found this so fascinating. I think that.
I think it was permission to stick things in your rear end is what I think.
I think there was a lot of freedom to have fun with your rear end until the FDA came in and said, you can't do that because it's, you know, back there.
They didn't say
you
can't.
They
said you can't make claims.
Well, what's
Those
the
claims
difference?
Are false. Because they're false claims.
Okay, you know what? I have a little bit of a cold today.
You're going to try your jelly butt plug?
Maybe I will.
All right, do me a favor. Do your video cams. So try your butt plug for a week. I'm serious. You want to do it? And then you can report back. Do your little video cams and tell people like...
Do I have to... I don't want to show people me
no,
doing
don't.
It.
No.
It's
just
my
talk
face?
Into the, yeah, it's a reality TV thing. You talk into your camera and you just say, here's what's going on. It's like Survivor. It's day 15.
But what if
my pile is inflamed.
I don't have pile.
But I do notice that my nose has stopped running.
I'm just... Exactly.
I feel more relaxed. I slept for approximately 5 minutes less, though, last night. And then you say something to the effect of, like, evidence is still inconclusive.
Well, you know, I'm going to prove to you. And you know what? I think you're going to be coming to me after I finish my video montage. And you're going to be coming to me
diary,
saying...
Video diary.
And you and Giancarlo both, you know, because you know you like to invest in things. And you're going to say, hey, Janice.
The man is plugs.
We'd like to invest in...
The Minugs.
The Minugs.
Manus plugs.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Now, we've had a number of emails. The first one is, love the podcast. Jake called Carlton from the French Fresh Prince of Bel-Air Carlston. And she's very angry. She says, not cool.
I did not call him Carlston.
Yeah.
I don't think Jake did that. I don't think it did happen.
To be honest. Anyway, Jake, I'm just saying.
No, I don't believe that that actually occurred.
I just don't know when we were talking about Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
I remember that.
No, Janice was dancing.
I was dancing. Oh.
Who said this, Jessica?
Jessica said it.
Jessica, thank you for correcting me. I suggest you find a hobby.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Now, this one's from Korea. This is from Korea. Julie in Korea.
Julie in Korea.
And she, quite a long note, but her basic is, should I put my kid on a diet?
Well, how old's the kid?
No, she should not. She should put the whole family on a healthy eating regimen. Don't put your kid on a diet.
But are we talking like a 17-year-old kid?
Overall,
no,
my
don't
family...
don't put your kid on a diet. You remove the bad food from the house and the whole family gets healthy as a unit. Otherwise, you make your kid crazy shorts, feel terrible about themselves, and it just backfires. Go on.
Okay. All right. This is from Germany.
Germany.
From Bertie.
Bertie.
She's done body shred. She says, I'm going skiing beginning in February.
Going skiing beginning in February.
Yeah, I want to know if there's any workouts or moves I could do to help my balance and core and prep for skiing. She goes, I'm not a first-time skier, but her balance gets a little off. She's been panicky.
Core, prep for skiing.
Yes. Anything you can do for that?
Well, there's a lot you can do for core. And balance, but I don't do skiing specific training. I'm not a ski coach because I can't ski at all.
I thought you can ski.
I snowboard.
Not ski. Oh. But that's balance. That's core.
I mean, but there's a million little devices she can use at the gym to work on stabilizing muscles. I don't know anything about skiing though, so the advice I would give might not be right. But I mean, you can screw around with Bosu balls and all that stuff. It's not the most effective for generating power or burning calories, but it'll help with, you know, strengthening your stabilizing muscles and core stuff. I mean, everybody knows that's functional training, torso rotation, plank positions, all of the typical stuff you do to strengthen your core.
Do you believe in those slidey things where you put the little slippers on and you slide back and forth?
The slidey things.
It's like a for skating or for...
Oh, the slide boards.
Slide.
A little cardio thing, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, a little cardio thing. No reason not to add it in.
Okay. All right. Hi, Jillian. This is from Siobhan in Ireland. I really need your help, specifically the help you got from the ass man to tighten up and lift my butt.
Okay.
I'm like you. I'm 5'2", petite. I'm very lean. Have worked on my ass until it has cramped like hell. I don't know what else to do.
I've worked on my ass until it's cramped like hell.
Nothing happens. Nothing changes in her ass.
And she's trying to do what? Make it bigger?
I think she just wants a nice ass. To tighten and lift my ass.
Well, look, you know.
I know, you can't spot.
You can't spot reduce. You can't change the shape of your body. You can firm the muscle. You can condition the muscle. Firm as in burn intramuscular fat. You can burn subcutaneous fat, fat under the skin. You can make the muscle stronger, but you don't lift. You can't lift
your weight out of a tight ass.
You can't lift your
bum.
Yeah, I mean it. There's no lift. We're not shortening the muscle without surgery. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
So to physically lift a muscle, you need to shorten the muscle. You need to cut it, reattach it. So you can strengthen it. You can burn fat, you can make it stronger, you can build your muscular endurance, you can build your strength, but you know, when you see these girls that are like, oh my God, look at my ass, that's fake. It's a gluteal implant. Google it. It's not real.
You know what helps?
Gluteal
what I find-
implant. They cut the your bun.
Oh, please. Right. No, they don't really. Really?
Of course they do. Why is this not as common knowledge as a breast implant? Yeah, they cut the part where your bum meets your hamstring.
Yes.
They cut that so you don't see the scar, and then they put in a silicone implant. It's right here.
Gluteal but you're implant. Sitting on your ass all the time. Why wouldn't that? I mean, with a breast gluteal. With breast implants, you're not putting your entire weight
Look,
on
here.
It.
Used for augmentation surgery. There's different styles. There's round, there's non-directional, blah, blah, blah. It's a huge thing. They're called gluteal implants. It's just like saying...
I didn't think it was a huge thing. I thought like
no,
people like
no,
the end with a
big.
K.
Look, they look like this, out of the body. Here you go. That's, they look like, see, look, they put it under the muscle, or they can put it over the muscle. Ugh. Just like, yeah. Oof. See, look, here's an example of one online, a before and an after. See how they filled out her butt? And that, yeah, I mean, you can do surgery. I'm never going to judge anyone. Just don't lie and say you did squats. It's bull. It's not the truth.
I find tight-fitting underpants will give me a better-looking butt.
See? Ooh. And you see they put them right in underneath. Just Google it. It's all online.
It's, you know, if you're wearing your old period underpants, that's not going to do much for your rear end.
Period.
You know, the old... You know,
underpants.
The old underpants. But if you wear a nice, tight pair of hipsters, it really cinches your butt up.
Okay, but what happens when you take them off?
Well, let's hope it's dark.
Ooh, there's a cut there. Oh, man, they went into her ass crack.
Oh,
sweet mother of God.
Ouch. Look how much bigger the one side is
than
the other. Because
that one has the implant in there. Ooh. Ouch, ouch, ouch. Man. Oh, sweet Jesus, that looks... Ow. Anyway.
Okay, I didn't need to see that.
Oh, God. I got to turn that off. Okay.
Okay.
Be warned. Anyway, what was your question again?
That's it. I'm sure Siobhan in Ireland is good.
You should still do lunges and squats.
Lunges and squats.
Can't hurt, old girl.
Yeah. Oof. Do you want one more?
Sure.
Okay.
I like to tell the truth.
Hey, Jillian, I've been a big fan of yours. Listen to the podcast often. As long as I can remember in my adult life, I've always encountered an exercise-induced migraine headache. Now, I know we've talked about headaches when you're working out. When I've been regularly working out almost daily, I'm just getting back into working out again. I love to run. The thing is, I dread the upcoming training because of the massive migraine that follows every run. There's no cure for that, is there? I mean,
she can try. She tried caffeine.
She hasn't said no. She hasn't tried caffeine. This is
caffeine could potentially help. Vasodilator, hydration can help, but it's a vasodilation thing. It's
so you have it or you don't.
It's a dilation of the blood vessels. Yeah, some people get those exercise induced headaches. I've tried potassium. I've tried magnesium. On different people who struggle with it, the best I've seen help with this has been caffeine, but yeah. Prior to your workout, because it theoretically it can help because it can constrict the blood vessels. It's supposed to help, but because vasodilation can cause the migraine, and caffeine is a constrictor. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Absolutely.
So theoretically, it could help. That's a fact that caffeine can, it's an Excedrin and things like that.
Okay.
But it's a great.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Caffeine is an Excedrin. Caffeine, I think, in acetaminophen. Yeah, because it's theoretically, it can help. I believe in up to 400 milligrams of caffeine a day, and caffeine is a good performance enhancer, so you take it like 45 minutes before you train and give that a shot, bud. And hydrate yourself just in case it's a tension headache, in case that's what's happening.
Yeah, yeah.
Hydrate and try Calm, which is a magnesium supplement, which is a muscle relaxer. And if those three things don't work, they should though. Those three things together should help. Hydration, try Calm at night, and do a shot of espresso 45 minutes before you train, if you can.
All right. And lunges, always stick with the lunges.
Or you can put a giant piece of silicone in your butt, but it looks like it hurts.
Yeah, that picture, oof.
Yeesh.
Man.
Mm.
Wow.